A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten for Talmud, Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph, Chulin 111, pagination 222, that's Amud Beis on the first wide line, dealing with the topic of separating milk and meat. We have the question today regarding a pariv, a neutral item that was cooked in a particular type of vessel, if it can be used with the other type. So let's be specific. Itmar, we learned, dogim, fish, sha'alu bika'ara, that were placed in a plate, in a tureen, that previously had cooked fleishik. Now, there are a lot of variables over here, and we just want to be aware of them, so that we appreciate what goes into a shaila and what goes into the answer. When we say that something is fleishik kalim, a meat utensil, one of the questions that ultimately needs to be asked was whether it was used with meat within the last 24 hours before the incident occurred. So if you put the fish into this meat vessel is totally clean, that's not our issue, but it's absorbed, it's designated fleishik because of its previous use. So was that previous use within 24 hours of the incident with the fish, or it's long expired, it's a week ago? How does that impact our question? And obviously, if it's more than 24 hours ago, it's far more lenient with what we're dealing with. Now, a side issue over here is the fact that we do not cook fish and meat together. We don't even eat them at the same time. But a common question is, can I cook fish in a meat vessel? And as far as the fish issue goes, provided that you don't intend to eat this fish with dairy, which is the question we're going to discuss in our Gemara, but if your whole issue is the fish and meat separation, we see from this Gemara that they were not concerned about that. The dogim sha'alu bika'ara, as far as fish goes, to eat it as fish, that's not our issue. What is our issue? Let's start the Gemara again. Itma, we learned, dogim sha'alu bika'ara, fish that were placed in a fleishik utensil. Rav Omar asur la'achlan bekusach. Rav says it's forbidden to eat them with a dairy dip. Ushmul Omar mutal la'achlan bekusach. And Shmuel says it's permitted to eat them with a dairy dip. Now, another variable which exists over here is the fact that the Gemara painted the case as alu bika'ara, they were placed in the fleishik utensil. If you look at Tosfos Hilchos HaDogim Sha'alu Bika'ara, where we're going to rule leniently on this shaila, but the Rivan, about 8 lines into Tosfos, writes, Dafka olu sharu. That's only if it went up, it was placed into the fleishik vessel. Aval nisbashlu, but if it was cooked there, or the way the Rama presents it, nitzlu, bitzlia, if it was roasted there, it really sat there in high heat and absorbed, also that would be forbidden to eat it with dairy, because it becomes as one. So that another variable over here is, it was placed in a fleishik vessel, but what would happen if it was actually cooked in the fleishik vessel? In any case, I want to keep track of how expansive the topic is, but I still want to be able to learn the Gemara simply. Again, Itmar, we learned. Dogim sha'alu bika'ara, fish that were placed into a meat utensil. Rav ma'asal ochlan bekusach. Rav says it's forbidden to eat it with dairy. Yishmul ama mutal ochlan bekusach. And Shmuel says it's permitted to eat it with dairy. The Gemara explains. Rav amar asar. Rav says it's forbidden. No sin tamhu. It has the flavor because we have this principle that the walls of the utensil absorb the flavor and emit it the next time cooking takes place. And that's for sure the way we would hold if it was a forbidden taste, a non-kosher vessel. And then within 24 hours, you cook what was kosher food in it, that kosher food has been compromised because it's non-kosher utensils. Ushmuel Omar, but Shmuel says, Mutter, our case of fish in a kosher meat vessel is permitted to eat that fish with dairy, because no saint tam, bar no saint tam hu. It's a flavor, the son of a flavor. What does that mean? The original meat that was cooked in the vessel emitted flavor into the walls of the vessel, and it's still permitted taste. It's just meat, but it's permitted. And then the walls emitted into the new dish, which is the fish. That's giving flavor into the walls. That's a level, that's like an interruption. And then from the flavors, it's going into the fish. That's the second level. And Shmuel says, no sintan, the son of a no sintam, or in shorthand, nat bar nat, is permitted. Says the Gemara, v'adirav lav beferish itmar, Rav who said it's forbidden, was actually based on a story. Elamachlola itmar, deravikla levei Rav Simi barchia barberei. Rav was in the home of his grandson, chosh be'enav. He had a pain in his eye, needed some therapy, some medicine of the leshaifa batsa. They went ahead and did. And basar hachi, afterwards, ramule bishula begavei, and they then cooked some food in the same utensil. Toimla taima de shaifan, he was able to taste the taste of the medicine that they had done. Omar and Rav exclaimed, Yoif taima kule hai? Does taste occur like that? That it's so impactful that I can taste it in the next thing that's in the vessel? Velohi, but it's not a real proof. Because shiny awesome denufish merara tfei, over there, the bitterness of the medicine is very strong. So it went into the vessel and then came out. That still can be noticed. But in a regular food, that story does not prove what Rav holds. Nevertheless, there is another story. Rabbi Lozar avakem kamei demar Shmuel. Rabbi Lozar was by Shmuel. Aisu lekamei dogem sha'alu b'ka'ara. They brought him fish that was from a fleshek utensil, v'ka'achil b'kutach, and Shmuel was eating it with the dairy dip because he held it's no sintam bar no sintam. It's permitted. Yoivle, they gave it to Rabbi Lazar for lo ochal, and he wouldn't eat it. Amale Shmuel said, l'rabcha yahivi leva ochal. I've given this to your Rebbe Rav, and he has eaten it. Va'at lo achalta, and you don't want to eat it? Asala kamei de Rav, so later Rabbi Lozar went back to Rav, Omalei, and said to him, Hada be'mar mishmaite, have you retracted your position? And over here we see that Rav indeed held this position. Rabbi Lozar was aware that Rav held the position that no sintam bar no sintam is still impactful, and you're not allowed to eat that fish from the fleshik utensil. You're not allowed to eat that fish together with dairy. Omar le, and Rav responded, Chos le lezare da abba baraba, it's impossible, delisvili midi de lo severely, that Shmuel would have fed me something that I don't hold of. In other words, Rav clearly was maintaining his position that it is forbidden in the case of Nat Bar Nat. The question, of course, here is, that's confusing. Shmuel was under the impression that he fed Rav this type of food, and Shmuel and Rav is totally denying and can't even imagine that his colleague Shmuel would have fed him something that I don't hold of, even though Shmuel holds of it. But Shmuel would never feed me food that I don't hold you're allowed to do. He wouldn't have misled me to eat such fish together with dairy. So then what exactly happened? So Article Note 27 brings the Marshtam, who suggests that there was a misunderstanding here, that Shmuel actually wanted to see what Rav Shita was, and he thought he was making it clear that this was fish that was from a fleshic utensil, and he wanted to see if Rav would eat it with dairy, and Rav did without realizing what Shmuel was asking him, and it was a misunderstanding. I once heard that Rabbi Heinemann, when he was learning in Lakewood with Rabbi Aaron Cutler, purposely built an Erev with all kinds of shilas in order that Rabbi Aaron would have to paskin on the shilas and he would be able to get shimush. So imagine such a scene where you set it up and you think the Rebbe, the colleague in the case of Rav and Shmuel, but you think that the other person is aware of what you've set up. And he makes his move. He says, oh, it's good. And he doesn't even realize what he was paskining on. Imagine such a case. You have to make clear what, and that's the suggestion here, that Shmuel was under the impression that Rav knew what he was being presented with, and he ate it. And Rav says, I can't even imagine that Shmuel would feed me something I don't hold of. It couldn't be that such a thing would have happened. The question which Art School raises is, why wasn't Rav protected? If he held its usur, why in heaven didn't they protect him from eating something that he held was not kosher? And the suggestion in the footnote is that ultimately we paskin like Shmuel, so don't worry about it, which I think is a very lame answer. Perhaps Rav held it was usur. But we need to know how strictly he held it was usur. Maybe, perhaps, he only held it was a lechatchila, maybe in a b'dieved situation. Maybe it wasn't quite as like the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, where something is forbidden. Maybe there's some wiggle room there as to why Rav wasn't protected from this misunderstanding. In any case, one line up from the bottom in the Gemara, Hilchasa, we paskin dogim sha'olu b'ka'ora muta l'ochlan b'kusach. If the fish only came into the fleshik vessel, then the Gemara says, we paskin like Shmuel, that it's permitted to eat it with dairy. There's discussion about lechatchilas and b'dievids, but the main thing to be aware of is, as we mentioned from Tosfos, that if it is cooked in the meat vessel, that would be more strict, as the Rama presents it. And that's what we call fleshik kalim, meat utensils, cooked in meat utensils. And sometimes people will do a disclosure like that in Shlachmanis, for example. And those types of things are there to inform you that you should not eat it together with dairy, but it's not considered fleshik, and it does not make a person like six-hour fleshik, for example. It's not intrinsically fleshik, it's just don't eat it together with dairy. And all of these discussions are also vice versa. If the fish would be put into a dairy vessel, you wouldn't eat it in that case together with meat, which we wouldn't do anyway. But if it wasn't fish, it was potatoes, the same rule would apply. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.